Simons. Seemingly innocuous.
Yeah. I hate you so much. Can we just start?
I thought you had. I thought it'd be a funny intro.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you are listening to Gaming on a Budget. I'm Tom Glazebrook.
And I'm Skylar Halsey.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the Settlers of Catan board game. You're able to play it on playcatan.com.
Woo!
It's a really nice little free service. So, that really makes the cut for a game on this show that we can review.
It's on a budget.
It's on the lowest of budgets. Unless you can't afford it.
S's.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Simon was assassinated.
Alright, so, well, what is Settlers of Catan, Skylar?
Settlers of Catan, now that I've practiced my S's, I can't do them. I've used all my S's!
Daily allotment.
Catan is a board game where you are settling an island with different resources on it, and each player rolls the dice, I mean, presses a button, and the dice are rolled. And this then affects how much resources you get. Basically, it's a strategy game.
It's a strategy board game that was released in 1995.
There we go.
It's actually got this whole host of publishers that are based on region.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes Cosmos, Mayfair Games, and Capcom actually publishes this game.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's
obviously.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. But the point is that this game came from Germany. It was made by a man named Klaus Tiber, or Teber.
Or Tiber.
Tiber. But it it came out of Germany. It was one of the first German board games to be widely accepted, and it is just tremendously fun to play with your friends and then subsequently lose them.
This and checkers.
Yep. Why not?
Checkers was not invented in Germany.
Are you sure? We should probably check that.
I'm almost certain it's not.
Okay.
I think it's older than Germany.
That makes sense.
Because Germany's very young, as far as countries go.
Anyway, this board game was converted into a Java game. It's actually been converted into several different versions of an electronic game. You have the Java version that's free that we were playing.
Yes.
It's also available for purchase on Xbox Live and Sony Online.
And what we didn't explain earlier was that the board is variable. When you set it up each time, different resources have different numbers allocated to them. Or can. It depends on how you play. Really, what the point of this rambling is that there's a lot of variations of the main game, which Catan Online World, which we also played a little bit of, explores fairly well.
The reason that resources and the numbers that get them are important is because this game is largely based... It's almost like a merchant game.
Yes,
and
that's a much better way to put it than strategy.
Because what you're doing is you're acquiring resources through everyone's turns, and sometimes in very specific scenarios, you're acquiring more. Like I don't know, there are different conditions that can give you more resources, and then what you're doing is usually, because of the placement, you're not able to get everything that you need to advance the game, to get victory points and that sort of thing.
Well, and that's when you have to trade with your opponents.
You can play this game not knowing a lot, and if you do, I would recommend playing it with people who also don't know a lot about it. Otherwise, you'll probably get stomped.
Well, I mean, that being said, the first, six times we played this game, whoever was the new person playing won.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of this game is luck, which is one of my major problems with actually the online play that we were doing.
Mm.
I really do feel like that the die is a little bit broken. For instance, I think that eights are favored over sixes.
Yep.
Of course,
a little bit paranoid.
I'm also insane.
He's had a couple of bad games.
Ma!
Not recently, though.
No, recently I've been doing much better.
But,
the Of course, that's also because I've been on the sixes.
Anyway, we should probably get back to the actually talking about the game. When you sign up, you can actually download a different client for the game and have access to the Catan Online World.
Catan Online World.
Where you can roam around inside a local town that's based on your zip code and who's connected.
It's really, really dumb.
It's incredibly stupid.
Don't bother.
There's like this whole metagame associated with it. You can get resources while you're in the online world and do things like upgrade your avatar's clothing.
You can be a miller.
I actually just upgraded my clothing, and it went from being a tattered burlap sack to a shirt with a rip in it.
I think it's a leather shirt.
Yes, like a jerkin or something.
I think jerkin is a good term.
But then I upgraded them again, and I got a leather jerkin with a smaller rip.
There you go.
So, I'm moving up in this world.
That's how it goes, man. It starts with a smaller rip. Next thing you know, cloth.
We can only hope.
Then you're living large.
So, that horrible metagame aside, something else you can do is actually pay these people. You can pay, I think there's I think it's $5.49 for a month pass. Or you can pay $1.19 for a day pass.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess if you really wanted to play Seafarers and Knights or whatever it is, then that would... Cities and Knights and Seafarers are the two different... two of the alternative game styles.
It's not just that, though.
No, there's a lot more to it, which is part of the appeal. But going for just one day is my point. This seems a little ludicrous.
Yes. I think it's just there so you can try it out and decide whether or not it's worth the investment.
That makes sense. And in fact, now that you put it that way, I would suggest that the people listening do that.
Yeah, I mean...
this stupid thing. Well, wait, how much is the other one? Like $6?
Yeah, it's like $6 for a month.
You're going to like the game. Just spend $6.
if you're going to be spending money to see what it's like, $6 is going to be worth it.
Really, just pay for the... not pay, but go to the free one, sign up, play that until you get it, which you won't, but you'll think you will, and then pay your $6 for a month of losing. There, it's actually a fun game. I did not paint it well, but it's as much as I lose, it's a lot of fun.
He is so bitter.
I am so bitter as the storm.
You actually join a game is... you actually have to go to the tavern inside of the online world, or you can just open up the main menu in the browser-based version.
The good thing is you can completely ignore that world. You start out in the tavern.
Yes.
So you don't even have to know how to do that. You just start out, and you're looking at all these stupid, noisy blocks.
And it's a real pain to... one of the things that we're going to run into by... this isn't really so much of a problem because we're not popular at all, but is just exposing this to new people means that the selection screen is going to be utterly cluttered if like we get two people to join.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no search function. There's no anything. What you have to do is coordinate with other people and say, hey, if you want to play with specifically like your friends.
Yes.
And you have to coordinate with them. And then you have to, like, call them up on Skype or on their phone and be like, hey, I'm making the game. My name is blank. Mine's a TSGIII, by the way. And
not the third.
Nope. Because that would be, spelled out.
That's true.
So then you have to coordinate that with them. They have to, then they have to join. Then you have to all, like, click start at the same time. And if you aren't communicating through Skype or on the phone, you're going to have to enable keyboard chat while you're creating the game. And if you forget to do that, God help you.
Yeah.
Because then the only option you have is a not as in-depth communication system through a series of buttons where everyone has to constantly be paying attention.
It's basically like, good game. And, you can do the trading. Actually, the trading is one of the few things that I actually like. I've spent games playing with strangers because I really like Catan, not this interface so much, but I really like the game. And there's been games where you can't type, and it was all just done through the generic speech patterns. And you don't even need to use them so much to play the game, because it's all fairly obvious.
Skylar has also played a lot more against strangers, so...
And actually, if you don't mind playing with strangers, it's a great world, actually. The only difficulty I've ever found is actually wanting to play with people I know. That can be annoying. But you can create your own game and just invite your friends, if you have any, to that game. And then have some sort of password. It's easy.
Well, you can't like invite them through the system. They have to actually comb through the available games.
Oh, God, no. That would be simple.
Oh, yeah. And again, that's really annoying, because you can't friend people either. Well, you can, but that doesn't do anything for you in terms of being able to find them.
Right.
Well, at least not in a way that we've been able to find. It's also, like, this thing is based in Germany, so...
A lot of foreigners.
Yeah.
But they mostly speak English.
Yeah, I was actually going to say there might be some translation issues.
Nah, it's pretty... I mean, having played with a lot of strangers, even if they don't speak English, it's all, as I said, fairly straightforward. There's a symbol for the wood, there's a symbol for sheep, and everyone gets it. It's not that complex. It helps, though, that I do speak the tiniest amount of German.
We've both taken German in college, so...
We took it. We took it so hard.
Hard.
Right up the butt.
Yep.
That's where I keep my German.
In nature's pocket. I would argue that Skype is a complete must, though, if you're with people you know.
Crucial. Or some other, Steam chat or some other stuff.
Like Ventrilo or...
Yeah. I'm really just not wanting to make this a commercial for Skype, even though that's what we're using to record this.
And Skype Recorder. And we use Audacity to edit.
That was not what I wanted to do.
Yep.
That's the opposite.
I know.
The other annoying thing that you must avoid is the sound in general.
Oh, my God.
At first, it's somewhat endearing. Like, it has these little triumphal noises. And then very quickly, it gets to be grating. It's overly dramatic. And it's just basically awful.
You can't adust the volume either. It's on or off.
Yes. You either love it or hate it. I just turn it off immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's terrible.
Well, but something to keep in mind is this is, at the moment, still in the beta phase.
Beta phase.
Which means that there are still some issues in terms of there'll be some bugs where you have to actually exit out the program, then reload the game.
Oh. And that's so annoying when that happens.
It's very annoying, where even if there's a password-protected game, you have to apply to rejoin the game. Then you have to be accepted by the people you're playing with.
And it's fun to not accept them.
Yes. It's
especially when you hate them.
Or they're winning.
Not that I would ever do that.
not once.
And even God, no.
And even when they rejoin, you would never try to kick that person.
Just for fun.
Because you can, if someone's being, a tool, you can vote to kick.
I wouldn't call myself vindictive, mainly because I don't know that word.
Because I'm not 100% certain as to what it means.
Something to do with kangaroo, right?
Is that anything like that game Vindictus?
Vindicator.
It's an addiction to Venn diagrams.
Just to mention, what? No, what?
What?
Just to mention the graphics, they're awful. But it's a board game, so it does not matter.
It's an adapted board game on Java. I mean,
yeah. If you're playing this with the graphics, you're playing the wrong game.
But you can edit them. Like, you can edit the tile set, so that's fun.
You can either make it the traditional board game, or you can make it the crappy graphics where things have faces and stuff. The robber. The robber has faces.
Yep.
Singular has three faces. Anyway, not the point.
I do feel like we're getting off topic.
We are, just a little bit. All right, so Catan. What's this again?
Well, it's getting on a budget. We should probably talk about why this game is fun.
Yes. Well, I love the board game, but why do I love the board game? We talked about everything that was bad about it, and there's a lot. The board game is fun because it allows for very close, stiff competition, but instead of just trying to steamroll over your enemies, as so many video games do, This game, you have to actually interact with other intelligent human beings. And you have to figure out when it's right to trade and negotiate.
There's also a component of, if you get too far ahead too quickly, then you'll have people that will react. And you will, and if you're, like, the minimum amount of players is three, so you'll have two people working against you if that's the move that you pull. So it's actually much easier to have, or it's better to have a very evenly paced game.
Yes. The game rarely ends where one person was just shut out unless the person was literally landlocked and had nowhere to advance into, which is very funny when that happens, but sad for the individual.
It is funny. I've only had that happen to me like twice. So
I don't think it's ever happened to me, but I've seen it happen, and I've done it to people.
Yep.
The game, I think the most important thing to know if you do go and check out this game is don't be a quitter. Even when you lose, try and figure out new things about the game, because the end game is very different than the middle or the beginning.
It's also, there are a bunch of different strategies you can use to actually win.
Literally thousands.
Like, I've played games with new players, and they make what I think are really poor decisions. And then at the end of the end game screen, you can actually see how many points everyone has. You need 10 victory points to win a basic game of Catan. And this has happened to me twice. The new player has had like 8 or 9. And
I think it's very difficult to not have a close game unless you're specifically gunning for somebody. But then you're probably not going to win. You'll just get second place if you're vindictive, which I don't know the meaning of that word.
Oh, and another good thing about this game is...
You got really excited.
Well, I was like, oh yeah, that other concept. I should really lock onto it. And then, you know, I tried to squeeze it too hard and it went away.
Yeah, you just have to hit it with your mind beams.
Autofocus. Anyway, one of the more interesting parts of this game, in addition to there's just so much variability in that there's the multiple ways you can win. There's the different setup. There's a different settings of the setup phase.
Yes.
Where, like, in the beginning, everyone gets to put down or gets to select, like, what are their starting resources going to be, and then figure out how they're going to use those in conjunction to how likely they are to get other resources.
Right.
And your placement will usually vary because the board changes.
Yes. So honestly, if you do play the free one and enjoy that, you will definitely want to pay the $6 to get into the online world. Not for any of the extras. I've looked at some of them, like just to do a little bit of in-depth into like explore the online world. There's a really crappy dice rolling version. Don't bother. Really crappy like arcade style Space Catan. Not nearly as cool as it sounds. You think it's going to be like Battlestar Galactica board game. It is not. Like, I think there's like 6 or 7 different variations. Most of them are junk. But the ones that are really good and that strangers play over and over again, you'll see, you know, some of them are really fun and hard to learn, even if you already know the original game.
Hmm.
But fun.
If you're going to be playing one of the different versions, like if you pay the $6 to play the expanded Catan, I would recommend reading the rules because you will have a vast lead and not know why you suddenly lost.
Yeah. Do we even know why D lost last night?
Yes. An example of this would be D and Skylar and I were playing last night, and D had 13 victory points. She needed 14 to win. And then during Skylar's turn, he acquired a merchant, which gives you a special victory point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which took away... Well, D had the merchant. That's one of those specific...
No, I know what you mean now.
Yeah, and so that took
Not
away...
Not that anyone else does.
That took away a victory point from D, and I was able to win on the next turn in what seemed like a glitched version of Catan, because I was not winning for most of the game. Neither was D.
D was really upset.
Yeah.
She was... I thought she was going to start screaming.
She talked to me afterwards. And, yeah. Yes, she was upset. Though she was considerably relieved when we found out why.
Did you guys like spend 3 hours after I went to bed trying to...
Yeah, it took like a whole 5 minutes to figure out.
God, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
That's insane. People live and die in 5 minutes, Tom.
I think you could say that about any allotment of time.
Obviously.
Anyway. So if you're looking for a fun sort of strategy game that is kind of different from what you would normally play, it's definitely different from what I normally play.
It's different from what we normally review.
Yes.
Board game. Well, and not a video game.
I know, but it's a video game version, Skylar.
At the beginning of this, I was worried that it was going to sound like we were reviewing chess. It's like, I was thinking, how do you review chess?
Oh.
But it's not. Yeah. It's not that. I thought it was going to be funnier than that comment, not the game.
Oh. Well, I can edit it out.
That's a good idea. Or you can just put this in the background.
Yeah.
As we...
Well, I speaking of exit, I think we should start getting... Well, you've been listening to Gaming on a Budget, brought to you by The Awesome Manor. I'm Tom Glazebrook.
I'm Skylar Halsey.
And next week, we might review a different game.
Yeah, well, we should say what we're going to review. That'd be good.
Yeah,
that'd be... hook.
Be the mark of a good podcast, but that's, not. So
no, we can decide right now and just say it.
Well, I mean, what do you want to play? We have a couple of options.
I want to play a shooter. I am ready to get back into shooting something in the face.
Well, we've got a Monday Night Combat.
All right.
Third-person shooter. Or we can do EYE, which is a first-person RPG shooter.
That sounds awful.
It's actually awesome.
All right.
But I can see why you would think that was awesome.
Well, anytime you put RPG in front of something, I get nervous.
Well, I mean, we started playing
Dead Island. My hands start to sweat.
We started playing Dead Island, and you were like, "This, I hate this."
Tom, it wasn't good.
It is good. You didn't...
My character shoots guns. There's no guns.
That's because we haven't gotten to the second act yet, Skylar, and that's because we haven't played it for like 8 hours.
That's true. That's all true. Well, we'll have to get back. Well, we've been playing a lot of Catan lately, obviously.
Have we been playing anything else?
That's all I've been playing. Well, no, that and Total War.
And
the Shogun 2 variety.
And I went back to Dungeon Defenders because...
Ah, you see.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so you can edit all that out. What we want to say is that we're going to do
let's do Monday Night Combat.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We can do I after that.
Whatever. So next week, we're going to review Monday Night Combat.
Or we can do Lead and Gold.
I hate you.
Monday Night Combat it is.
I hate you so much.
All right. Well, yeah. I think we just...
Yeah, you'll just edit to some other rambling that doesn't fit, and then the music will start.
Actually, what I'll probably do is put the music in.
Yeah.
And all of this, we'll continue talking through the music.
We are talking right now.
Yeah.
This should be easier, too.
Yeah, and then, I'll just end it.